podcast series in which we share conversations with interesting and inspiring people in the large yacht industry. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Bobby Kristoff, the owner of Bridgeport Harbor Marina, a newly opened facility in Connecticut. While many mega yacht owners and their boats are heading to the Northeast and New England for the summer, they're basing their yachts in Newport and Rhode Island, or sometimes New York City, or even farther east in New York out in Sag Harbor or Montauk. Few, though, consider anything in between as an option. Bobby and his team are out to change that. Catering to mega yachts to 250 feet, or 76 meters, including deep draft vessels, Bridgeport Harbor Marina is just 60 miles from New York City and about 120 miles from Newport. Between easy water access, a helipad on site, and proximity to the I-95 highway, the marina is pretty simple to reach. Now, if you know anything about the immediate vicinity of the marina, as well as the long-planned redevelopment of the city of Bridgeport itself, you'll be further intrigued. Bobby will explain more about this, plus his vision for the future of yacht shows, which don't entail big crowds, which is a timely concern these days if there ever was one. So, Bobby, welcome to Mega Yacht News Radio. We're happy to have you on today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Good, good. Let's jump into it. You know, I find a lot of people in yachting grow up with a personal passion for boating and water sports, and that in turn influences their decision to eventually make a career out of it. I was wondering about you and specifically what made you decide to pursue a career in developing marinas, because it's a little different than most of the people that we speak with.
Yes, no, my father was a longtime sailor. I grew up on a 13-foot Boston Whaler with a 40-horsepower Johnson and expanded that to South Florida, where I became a sport fisherman and diver, and just continued the love of boating, being outdoors, and taking advantage of it, and then wanted to figure out a way how I could spend more time there, as well as hopefully help me write off the fun I was having.
Sounds good. So how about the development of marinas? How did you start in that? And I know you've got some good experience in South Florida, so why don't you tell us about that too?
Well, I joined up with my father about 22 years ago, who was down in Miami Beach at the time. And we continued to grow the business from the Miami Beach Marina and developing that from what it was to what it is today. Then we acquired Bahia Mar up in Fort Lauderdale about 8 years ago, and we helped develop that and grow that business. We worked with Informa on the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. We helped develop and redo the docks at Boston Yacht Haven, as well as in Key West at Conch Harbor. So we grew the business, it's my father and I, into a nice business. We had a lot of fun. We were able to take some really special assets and turn them around and make them into world-class assets. And that's kind of how we got started and how we ended up here in Bridgeport Harbor Marina, which attracted us many years ago to come up here.
Yeah, tell us about that, because I find it so interesting that there's been a lot of redevelopment attention on Bridgeport, and the property that you acquired where the marina now sits is right smack in the center of all that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so what attracted us here originally was the fact that it was a deep water harbor north of Manhattan. It was a first lit harbor. It has no bridges, deep water. The ferry to Port Jeff comes right in here to Bridgeport. You had 95 that bordered the back of the property with a direct exit. And then you have Sikorsky Airport, which is a mile and a half away, which is another nice asset. And then 45 minutes down the rail line, you have Manhattan. That's what really originally attracted us to this harbor and how we ended up here. And then we spent many years developing this property. We raised the whole property. We put a new bulkhead here for other issues of water rising. And we teamed up with Johnny Morris and built the Bass Pro Shop here. We have a Starbucks, Chipotle, T-Mobile. We're working on a hotel. We're working on like a lot of fun things that will be here in the near future.
And there are also going to be some residences planned. Is that still in the works too?
Yes, there will be. We have zoned currently about 2,500 residents that will be on this property.
Okay, good. And then some people might remember Bridgeport as being a site where Director Shipyards used to have their facilities, and you're actually not far from that same property right now. Somebody else occupies it, obviously, but that's a service shipyard now, correct?
That is correct. I actually own it. I bought it 2 years ago and teamed up with a group, Shipyard, out of Mystic, and they are the operator, Harry Bortz and his team, who are doing a great job. And we put a 200-ton and a 75-ton travel lift there, and we're doing, and the yard is now open for business. It's exciting because, again, that's an exceptional piece of property.
It really is. And my apologies, I didn't realize that you were connected to them for some reason. So that's good to know. Thank you for that. Very
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. And that's part of creating this marine destination here in Bridgeport, that we want to bring that to Long Island Sound and make something special here.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit more, too, because I like the way you phrase that it's really, you're really trying to make it a destination. It's not just a, you know, a glorified parking lot, if you will. You know, that's fine in some regions where there are a lot of other attractions well away from the marina, so the owners or charter guests come in, dock the boat, and leave for days on end. But what you're really trying to do is in my mind, really kind of create a community, I would say. So what would you say the immediate area has right now and is going to start having in the coming months and years that maybe some other locations in the Northeast don't have?
Yeah, I think because the fact that we are the end user, we are boaters, we know what we like, we know what we don't like. When we come to a facility, we really take it to the next level and understand what the boater expects when they come to the property as well. And part of what Bridgeport is going to be delivering that's so unique is the fact that we have our boutique boat shows that are going to be fantastic. We have Live Nation doing an amphitheater. So when we're past this COVID crisis, hopefully we can go see live entertainment again in a crowd. You have the train station right here. You have the ferry here. You have the bridge. You have the Webster Arena, hockey arena where the farm team to the Islanders play. We also have Cirque du Soleil shows there. We have a lot of different shows that I take my kids to. So Bridgeport has a lot of offerings that are right here within a half-mile radius that when you come here, you can be entertained, you can dine, you can enjoy the waterfront, you can go out and enjoy the resources. It has a little bit of everything, which is unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. I like that aspect. You know, you just mentioned some of the yacht shows that you're going to be rolling out. So I think that's something very interesting, too, because you're taking a very different approach than what a lot of the shows that we're accustomed to seeing do. The Steel Point Yacht and Charter Show, I know, is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So tell us about the show itself and the philosophy behind it in terms of how people are invited and how it's all set up.
So a little over a year ago, Jennifer Jones came to us, my father and I, and we discussed this idea of a yacht and charter show. And really, it's her vision that she put together, which is so unique. It's coming in and really looking at what both the show user as well as the seller or the manufacturer or the boat broker is looking for. And she's really taking full utilization of the property and delivered a little bit to everybody. For instance, we have Sikorsky have helicopters here on site. You're going to have high-end cars here from Redline Restoration. You're going to have yachts and charter boats here ranging from probably 20 feet up to 150 feet. And then you're going to have an offering to this community that people can come and see what's actually in the marketplace to charter, where today a lot of people don't understand what that charter opportunity is. And so you're going to have a really controlled, given the COVID crisis, she's done an amazing job. Your temperature will be red, the face mask, gloves, spacing, because our docks are 16 feet wide, we can handle the social distancing. We're really going to control the whole process so that people come here, have a great time, are entertained. She has great bands, great entertainment coming. but also feel safe and feel like we've been responsible and responsive to the crisis.
Yeah, there's been a lot of communication I've seen about the temperature taking and the other measures being put into place to make everybody feel and truly see the steps being taken to make them comfortable, which I think is great, because there have been some other events of different types, not exclusively yachting, obviously, that have, postponed or canceled. And, it's a tough call for a lot of companies and a lot of these event organizers. But I think if there's a way to proceed, of course, there are certainly people who want to come out, who want to see these boats. I know from conversations that I've had with a few people in the industry, charter guests are actually quite interested to go out because they feel that they would be safe on a boat. They have no problem self-isolating, if a certain region needs them to stay on the boat for a couple of days, those kinds of things. So I think the approach you're taking overall, given what we're going through, but also kind of as a more controlled, small, intimate introduction to yacht charter and yacht ownership is a very different approach. And one I think that we really haven't seen before. The shows have been very much oriented towards the experienced buyers and the experienced charter guests. So how are you all communicating to these new potential newcomers? Not to sound redundant, but how are you getting them intrigued by what the availability is?
We've been reaching out through a lot of different sponsors, through a group of people that and manufacturers and yacht brokers and people in the car business as well. Reaching out to the customers, and it's invitation only, and we have to be very careful with the invitations and the amount that go out because of the crisis. So we're limiting that, but the response of being able to see and go on a boat and look at a boat and understand what's available in these different sizes and ranges, price ranges, is something that everyone is very excited about and cannot wait, because just like you said, this summer of all summers, people are looking to go out and have a safe experience.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now the show is on Father's Day weekend, correct?
That's correct. That's why I'm able to go.
The one time you can have a good escape, right? A good excuse, I should say, to work.
I might have half a say that weekend, so I'm going to be there for sure and very excited to be putting on. But the other thing I want to mention about this show and something that's very different and near and dear to myself and my father is the fact that a lot of proceeds from the show are going to charities within the town, the city of Bridgeport, that help. For instance, there's Caribe Youth League that helps give scholarships and tutoring and sponsor youth leagues for kids in the town. There's a pop-up market that offers fresh produce to a food desert area of the town. And then there's Optimus Health as well as Beardsley Zoo, that are all great, great charities and great things for this town. And this show is going to help contribute to those different charities.
Right. Good. Yeah. That's good to know too. And that fits into the whole idea of the community that you're really trying to create there, I think.
No question. And the community is very supportive and looking forward to bringing this show to the town.
Good, good. Now, you have another show coming up in September, too, on the property. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too?
Yes. Again, that's going to be a yacht show, a sales show as well. Right now, it's scheduled to be general to the open to the public, given we have to measure that and find out where we are within the COVID crisis to understand what we can and cannot do. So that's going to be another great show, another great offering this September, right here in Bridgeport Harbor. We're going to have boats that range from the 60 feet up to 150 feet, and as they start their cruise back south.
Right, right. Very good. Well, just one last question for you, because we've covered a lot of territory already. In terms of these more intimate event. I think it's a good way to ease people into our industry, but I also think it's a good way to show people who've been in the industry, who've been enjoying yachting, I should say, for quite some time, to kind of experience different things and see perhaps different aspects that they have not yet experienced. Do you think that perhaps you'll attract some pretty experienced owners and charters to these events and not just some of the newcomers?
I absolutely do. I think the offering is going to be something and brought to a level that they expect that's not really offered in the marketplace today in Fairfield County. And so I think that definitely the current charter customers as well as the new ones are going to be excited to be here with the entertainment, the boats, the cars, the offerings with the different sponsors, as well as the helicopters, and just the overall experience is something at a level that doesn't exist here today, and we're excited to bring here.
Great, good. Well, we look forward to seeing this show in a couple of weeks and hearing the feedback that you get from people and see what else can be done. It's definitely a nice new step and a new addition.
Well, thank you so much. And, we're looking very forward to it. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, and definitely looking forward to seeing your slips booked throughout the summer, too. That'll be good.
You, me, both.
Well, everybody, if you'd like to learn more about Bridgeport Harbor Marina and what Bobby and the team can do for you, you can visit their website, which is bridgeportharbormarina.com. That wraps up this episode of Mega Yacht News Radio. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you hear, please share the word on social media, plus subscribe to our feed automatically. You can do so through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google Podcasts. And of course, if you'd like to learn more about what's going on in the world of large yacht cruising, new construction, marinas, and design, you can check out our daily updated website, which is megayachtnews.com. Until next time, I'm Diane Byrne.